Good morning. Today we'll discuss something we started touching upon last week, but we didn't conclude. So we'll go back into it, and really it's a good thing we're having a specific shiur for this, because this is really a sugya b'nei atzma. The discussion is regarding sleep and not sleeping, being up the whole night, when you have to do birkas atayor. As we start learning, we have a basic machlekes rishonim, the Tosis, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rosh, regarding what triggers a new birkas atayor. Let's start with the Rosh over here, because he's the one that most rishonim agree with, as we'll see soon in the Beis Yosef. The Rosh says, at number one, on the top right side of the page, we'll start in the middle of the second line, if you learn in the night it combines with the day. Doesn't have to say a bracha until he goes to sleep. Someone sleeps on his bed during the day. He takes a nap during the day. So the Rosh is very clear. Sleep is what triggers a birkas atayor. You sleep in the night, triggers birkas atayor. Sleep in the day, triggers birkas atayor. The sleep is the requirement. That's what does the hefsek. Tosis is on the hand, number two. That's the middle of the big tosis we saw last week. Wakes up in the middle of the night. Lilmoid. Should not say birkas atayor in the middle of the night, even though he just woke up from his sleep. That's what says the Tosis. The Tosis disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam. So someone was up the entire night. Someone slept and he woke up in the middle of the night. Wake up 2 o'clock in the morning. Stays up. Don't do birkas atayor, Rabbeinu Tam, because what triggers birkas atayor is
morning,
not sleep. He slept. Not good enough. He has to wait for the morning. So that is the machlekes, the Rosh Rabbeinu Tam. Do you go based on sleep, or you go based on the morning?
And this is even if you wake up and you're staying up till
according to Rabbeinu Tam, you don't say bracha till the morning.
Wow.
Okay? That is stage one. So that's the machlekes that we have. Now, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch will start in Sif Yud Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch. Shenes kva bayoyim al mitosoy, staying up, sleeping during the day. Have a hefsek. It's a hefsek. You have to say a bracha. V'yeshoyimim, the law you have the hefsek. And some hold that it's not a hefsek. The chenogu. So, Shulchan Aruch brings, you sleep during the day, is it a hefsek or not? Well, what it depends on? It depends on what click is the Rosh or the Rabbeinu Tam. According to the Rosh, sleeping is a hefsek. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, nothing to do with it. It has to do with the morning. So he says, what do we do? Sheitz klal ayayim is av efsik, v'yesh ayimim delay av efsik. Some hold, it's not efsik, v'chen nagu. Mashu v'chen nagu is what? That we hold, that we do not consider sleep to be the trigger. So we hold like what?
Morning.
Like Rabbeinu Tam. Next see for the Shulchan Aruch.
We haven't discussed
what Sheitz klal is. Right. Whatever it is, let's call it 30 minutes. That's what most boys keep hold on your bed. 3 minutes on your bed. I think two requirements. A certain amount of time and on your bed. Let's assume that, even though some argue and say less, some say more.
So the chenog is one of the last things he says.
Yeah, chenog. Okay. Right.
Has to be in your bed?
Yeah. Because if you sleep on the standard, it's called shnas arai. Save your base. Learn the night. It's okay. So, what does chenog say? Chenog says, you don't go back to say a bracha until you don't go to sleep. Right? So if he's learning the whole night and he is up, he doesn't say a bracha until he goes back to sleep. Mashra from the Shulchan Aruch, if you get to the morning, do you say a bracha or not?
No.
The answer is you don't say a bracha. It's just until you don't go back to sleep. Is that like a Rabbeinu Tam like the Rosh? That's the Chur like the Rosh. So the Chur, you have a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. See if you doubt, the Shulchan Aruch says that you sleep in the day, you don't say a bracha the next morning. You don't say a bracha when you wake up. But if it says if you don't sleep in the night, you don't say a bracha until you go to sleep. So is it sleeping or morning? Lechur, that's a steer in Shulchan Aruch. You doubt and you base. And that's what the Mugen Avraham is bothered by. Because the Mugen Avraham says, in Sif Katan Yud Beis, in number 4, you see it says over there in Sif Katan Yud Beis, Kozman Shalisha, Mashma, If you're up the whole night, you don't say a bracha. If it's a chiyun, the mishal svar satur, the sphere lay, the b'sheni natalia milso. If you don't like the tour, meaning they go like the rosh, goes with sleeping. Okay, if you didn't sleep, you don't say a bracha. But we just said that you don't know to do a bracha in the morning. So why are you doing in the morning? Like Rabbeinu Tam, you do in the morning. Doing the Shah bracha the shachar. And he brings Rabbeinu Tam. So he says, says the Mugravam, if we hold that you don't say a bracha after you wake up, means you go in the morning. So if you're up the whole night, you just say in the morning. So what did the Shulchan Aruch Tziv Beis tells us? If someone is up the whole night, you don't say a bracha. That's a question of Mogen Avraham. Basically, that's what Mogen Avraham argues. And he holds you do a bracha in the morning, even though you didn't sleep the whole night.
But maybe it has to do with if you're up all night, but you're learning.
No, you're
not. Learning. Why should you make a bracha?
Nobody said, we learned it doesn't matter. As we learned last week, stopping to learn doesn't stop it. Because it's not a learning thing, it has to do with your mindset. And as long as you're up and your mindset you have to learn, that doesn't make a hefsek. So now the Mogen Avraham adds one more sentence over here. This really is the biggest problem that we have here, which will lead us, I think, to a very interesting conclusion. The Mogen Avraham adds one more thing. The Im Yoshin, and that's what Chuck brought last week. Im Yoshin v'yishkim koidem alois ha-shachar. He woke up before the morning. He wakes up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Now, question to you. What do you think right now? If you wake up, someone goes to sleep in the beginning of the night, and he wakes up at 2 o'clock in the morning, do you say a bracha or not?
Yeah.
Depends according to who.
I mean, if you say tikkun chatzos, you get up and you wash nagelvasa and you say a bracha.
So you're saying what your minhag is. The question is, what do you think according to the Rishonim? So according to the Rosh, yeah, you slept.
You slept, right?
Morning. What is the Mogen Avraham hold? Paschal halacha.
Wait till morning.
So you should wait for the morning.
Right.
What's the difference between staying up the whole night and staying in the morning, sleeping in the day, and not staying in the day? That's what Mogen Avraham holds. But look what Mogen Avraham says. You do a bracha. It's like any other because shachar. Say do before the day. 1 second, you didn't get to the trigger.
You didn't get to the day yet.
What does the Mogen Avraham mean? So let's leave that as a question.
They say all the brachas.
Yeah. All the brachas too.
That's all big, that's a bigger thing. No,
because that's with basket. We learned the biggest shachar. You say all the brachas except Anois HaSech V'Bino. With question if you say, look, you say, we'll see the Shulchan Aruch. Really, you know, if you're really pointing it out, look at the Shulchan Aruch the next Sif. Sif Yud Gimel. Hamashkim koidem oy ayoyim lil moid mevorach bikas atoyra. Vein et soich lach so evorach kishach bezakneses. That's really shafeh shulchan aruch. You wake up before the morning, you say the brachas. Now, I cut off the next part because I wasn't polite to go into it. But the next word of shulchan aruch is, Hamashkim koidem oy ayoyim mevorach kol seder brachas chutz ba noisin lesef chibin or pashas atomit. Shafeh shulchan aruch. So the Maisa, what does it go over here? So the Mogen Avraham says, what the Shulchan Aruch says later, do you say a bracha in the middle of the night if you went to sleep? It doesn't make any sense. If you hold the Gabinu Tam, you have to wait till the morning. So let's leave it as a question.
If we say brachas in the morning before, now we change the clocks again, but if you get up before and you start saying brachas, you should leave those two out?
Which two?
The Lasek Vivina and the Tamid?
Tell me until you get the Shachas, yeah. We'll get to it. Let's leave it as separate, because that's not the subject of today.
Is he starting his day when he wakes up?
Yeah, talking about that starting the day. We have another question when you go back to sleep, which we'll get to that in a second. He gets up early, he gets up 3 o'clock in the morning, and Ramesh Feinstein, he said his schedule was he went to sleep every night early, like around 8 or 9 o'clock. He got up at 3, and he learned until 8 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock, he daven shachris. So he wakes up at 3.
When he says breakfast.
Yes, that's what we're discussing now. So here we have, so that's where the question comes. So they come, we're talking about wake up in the morning, L'chur says you say the breakfast. The Mogen Avraham says we pass like a Rabbeinu Tam, they have to wait for the morning. Rav Kiva Eiger, that we mentioned last week, he disagrees with the Mogen Avraham. He says, no. The bracha, we don't pass like the Mogen Avraham, like the Rabbeinu Tam. We owe like the Rosh, that you do after you sleep. So why didn't you do a bracha in the day? So let's see the Bish Yosef. The Kiva Eiger is referring to Bish Yosef. Bish Yosef in number 5, on the left side of the page. He brings the augur, says, the Kosovar, the augur, you don't say a bracha in the morning, even after a long sleep. V'chein roi la'asos. Ki ha'meka brachas b'kosh yesh b'chlekes, ha'reiz la'evsi, ki brachas im'akvois. So you don't say brachas after sleeping. V'yesh it was, says the B'shir, I don't understand. Da ben la'roish, b'lemin ha'simcha, ben la'rambam, shein ha've'efsik. We hold that sleeping is according to the Rosh, that's why paskin. V'lechazim man d'polgalam, y'kame achin y'gavav d'loy keman, so why paskin? V'yayin bi b'koy chav. He says the following. Argues all sleeping is not a thing. It's wait for the morning. We don't pass on like Benutam. So he says something which we'll have to get to understand in a second. He says, we don't paskin b'nu tam. We paskin like the Rosh. They go based on sleeping. But we are choshit b'nu tam in a day sleep, not a night sleep. Doesn't say why. If Kriyager understands, that what we're really doing is that we're taking bolshitas, going to chumra. As what Kriyager brings, look at number says, I mean, pay chashash bracha levatola, no gushaloy levorech biyosha bayoim lochish dat benutam. I will be near ka lailo ain levorech taika dolok benutam. You're up the whole night, you don't go like benutam. You don't do bracha in the morning, like a Shulchan Aruch says. Why don't we say a bracha in the day? We're chashash to benutam. So last, biyosha ba lailo tzach levorech kishiyoy hayoim. Now, if Kriyagu says, when do you say a bracha? If you're sleeping in the night, you'll say a bracha when? In the morning. What? Why? I mean, bimon of shach. You do the day. So comes the Rekhagan and says, L'chore, you need to have both forces. You need to have morning and you need to have sleep. Because sleep is not enough. You need the morning. Morning is not enough because you're chosen to the rush. You need to sleep. So you need to have both. Person sleeps and wakes up in the morning. He says the bracha. That's what Rekhagan says. Says Rekhagan. The same thing will be, that's what we mentioned last week. What happens if a person sleeps in the day, Shavuos, sleeps before the night, then he's up the whole night. Should he say a bracha in the morning or not? Says the Kriyager, of course you should say Mimon Avshach. If sleep is enough, he slept in the day. If he's up in the night, if morning is, comes the morning. So of course he should say in the morning. Therefore it says, Allah Lamayis Shulchan Aruch, says the Kriyager, when a person gets up, he's up the whole night in Shavuos, but he slept the night before, in the morning he can say Birkat Hashachar. The day before, yeah. That's what Rekhagan says. Rekhagan doesn't address the problem that we haven't seen Yud Gimel. We mentioned the question we asked. So why, when you sleep in the beginning of the night and you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, you say a bracha? Shulchan Aruch says it. Rekhagan says when the morning comes, you want to check out to say good. But what about in the middle of the night? Rekhagan doesn't address that. And again, the Bishayz, if you look inside, the Bishayz says that what? There's a difference between sleeping in the day and sleeping in the night. Sleeping in the day, we chosh to binutam. We don't get to say a bracha. Sleeping in the night, we're not going to be chosh. Why not? I mean, if you're chayshish, you're chayshish. So how does it go? So what are we paskin like? The chor doesn't make it. That's really where you got stuck last week. You get up in the middle of the night, you don't have the morning. So what do you do at bracha? What are we doing?
It doesn't matter like what time of the night it is, because the night is like three parts of the night. It doesn't matter.
I mean, the only one of the funeral will be if it's the shachar. The Kriya Yeger. But we say it before.
If you get up in the middle of the night, and you say Brichas Torah, and then you go back to sleep.
We'll get to back to sleep in a second. That's what I want to get to later. So here is the question. That's a big Shiloh. How do we learn?
Why don't we apply this idea that if it's a suffix, you just don't make a bracha?
Right. That's what you say. The idea is that's exactly that's what Kriyager addresses. Why in the day we don't say a bracha? It's a suffix. Because it's a suffix, you don't say a bracha. So in the night should be the same thing. It's a suffix. You wake up in the middle of the night, it's a suffix. You should not say a bracha. By the way, before we continue on the day, because the Rebbeinu Tam is a Das Yachid, many hold that you do see a bracha in the day. And that's what Mishtabura brings. If you look at Mishtabura number 11, Mishtabura says, in Seif Chafei, the first one of Mishtabura, V'chein Noah could not say a bracha in the day, but Lechem Chamudus Kosav Linir Shem Evarach Tavala Bracha, you should say a bracha. V'chein Noah Gmoyim Ma'ari Levarach, V'chein Eskir Prichodosh, V'chein Yor Rabo, Shem Birushen V'achrin, V'chein Kosav Agroh, she means he brings a lot that you could say a bracha. Why? Because we don't hold like a bit of time. We just go with the Rosh, and that's what we say. Okay. But Kvayegra tells us we don't do that. Shulchan Aruch says Chenog, we don't have to do that. So we don't say a bracha in the day. So why do you say a bracha in the night? Let's try that. So the Prima Gadim brings over here. He says something. He says, I'll tell you what, we really have here three shitas. We have a shita of Rabbeinu Tam, you go in the morning. You have a shita of the Rosh, then you go with the sleep. Then we have what we're doing. What are we doing? Says the, look at the Prima Gadim. We'll skip a little bit. Just at the beginning, he says, Gimel Sfaras B'Zeh. He brings the Rosh, brings the Tam. Go to Gimel. Gimel is in the first wide line, number 9. Va'anam Soivrim, what do we hold? Tishenes Yoim Lo Ayav Efsek. The day sleep is not Efsek. Uvechach Shenes Lailo, what's the reason of the night? Hatam De Neso Bir Chadosha, Kemoy Kol Bir Kasashacha. Night sleep is different than day sleep. Not like the Rosh, because the Rosh holds, there's no difference. He holds if you sleep in the night, in the morning, you say a bracha. Not like a Binutam, the time holds the sleep doesn't do anything. We hold there's a middle ground. Sleeping in the night is different than sleeping in the day. When you wake up in the morning, you're a new person. Now you have a bracha. Not because of the morning, because you're new. And that's where he brings the whole thing. And then he ends, and the end of the wide lines. Once you go to the book of Avraham, the world of Kabinu Tam, Tena Teru Akal Mei Slayza Tuloi, Koko Shena Slay Lo Avev, Se Godu Vachim Koyde Marayam, Oy Mishu Denav Se Bir Chadosha. He says, we hold like Kabinu Tam, that sleep is not enough. You need to have a rejuvenation. You have to have something new. But Kabinu Tam always has to be the morning. We hold on morning. A night sleep is a good of Bir Chadosha, or it's a big half second night. Night is different than the day. That's the Prima Gadim bricks. The Shvus Yitzchok, Yitzchok Darzi, was a big talmid by Rabbi Yashiv. He put out several sforim called Shvus Yitzchok, based on the Episkei Halachos of Rabbi Yashiv. So he says it's hard to understand in this Prima Gadim. Tells us we have a third shita. We don't find the Rishayim. Rishayim don't say the shita. But the Tav says only morning. The Rosh says only sleep. And we're saying sleep of the night, not sleep of the day. But lechura, there's two mekores to that. One is the goyin, the Vilna goyin, who says similar to Kveger, that we don't pass Rabbeinu Tam. If you look at the Vilna goyin number in Ois Yudalef number 7, he says in the middle of Yudalef, we'll tell towards the end of the line. Mashik Shem Gan Avraham Masor says showing this Yudalef, Kalkaz we says she'enu ikar. We don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam. Ve'ogad Kalkaz ve'la'kel bebrachos. Okay? Shekilachr. And the going over here, and also the next one, sends us to a Gemara Menachos. And if you learn Daf Yomi, learn it recently. What does the Gemara Menachos tell us? The Gemara Menachos brings the Shitas in number 8. The Gemara brings that Rabbi Yehuda, he held that you put tzitzis for women as well. Number 8. Top right side of the page. Why you put tzitzis for women? Because he holds that mitzvah as a Shazban Groba. Why don't we have tzitzit for women? Because it's only a mitzvah in the day, not in the night. He held, you put the mitzvah, tzitzit the day and the night, and therefore, women should wear tzitzit. Says the Gemara, so when did he do a bracha of tzitzit? The Chush do bracha tzitzit only one time in his lifetime, when he puts the tzitzit the first time. But since from then and on, he should have a tzitzit, he's not taking it off day or night. He has to wear it the whole time. That's what the Gemara brings. Says the Gemara, if you look,
you take it off.
Right, but why should you take it off? What? Yeah, you're mechuyev to have it during the night too, according to him. You can't take it off. You're not supposed to take it off, because he holds you, you have a mitzvah in the night too. We take it off, because we hold there's no mitzvah to win the night.
You have a mitzvah, if you wear an abrakampus, you have to have tzitzis, but if you
so you could say, but the Gemara Menachos brings that we are very makrit to have abrakampus, because Shai said, the Ritcha, we want to make the mitzvah. You're the pashas, is Mekai in the mitzvah.
Know what I'm saying, but in you're right. Your life, you take
so let's see. So look, there were Rabbi Yehuda Rami Tichalta Presumedin Shabesi. He put tzitzis on his wife. Umevarach called Tzafli, he did the bracha every morning. So I understand. The Rami, because so mitzvah says, Shalaz Ben Gromu. You can do it the whole time. In my Umevarach called Tzafli, why he does the bracha every morning? So what, Kirebi, the time to feel, because one should be Nichon, Mevarach Aleim. Dear Rebbe. Every time you put it on, you have to do it. So every hour you should do a bracha. See, what you didn't see over the shore, the gleam of Kuliyom, he didn't change his clothing. When he switched his clothing from pajamas to his day clothing, that's when he said a bracha. He had to do a change. The change, do a bracha. But if not, you don't do changes. The Goyen sends to this Gemara. What does Goyen want to form this Gemara? So the part of what he brings to this Gemara is the idea that if you don't do a change, you don't say a bracha. As long as nothing changed, you don't say a bracha. So therefore, what the Goyen says that in Sifid Base, it says that if you don't say a bracha, if you didn't sleep, the Goyen refers to the Gemara Menachas. He says nothing changed. But then, right, that's what he brings. But the Goyen brings the Gemara Menachas two places. Also, according to the Gemara Menachas, it says you do say a bracha. What does he want for the Gemara Menachas? The Gemara Menachas. Similarly, what the Goyen brings of Menachas is this idea that Prairie Golden mentions. You don't do a bracha if nothing changed. But if something changed, you do say a bracha. The Gemara Menachas tells me he never did a bracha unless when he changed from pajamas to his clothing. He has to do a bracha now because something changed. Says the Prairie Golden based on this Gemara, the same idea. When a person goes to sleep in the night, it's a new thing. He's a Briah Chadasha. He's a new person. Or it's a Hafsa Gadol. It's something new. It's a change over here. So that's why you say Briah Chadasha. Yitzchak Daniel says, oh, I found also one Rishon that says this way. Who? Says, is the Shibori Le'alekit. If you look at number 10, it's on the corner of the page.
Rav Arman, is the Prima Gadol saying it's the quality of the sleep or the time of the sleep? Let's see.
I want to get to the Gadol in a second. Shibori Le'alekit says, he brings in the end of the first line, Vesheina Bayoim Nami. What about sleeping in the day? He says an interesting thing. The Gemara in Brachas tells us not to sleep too much in the day. By definition, Sheina Sayoim is not such a kvah because you're not supposed to sleep so much. Why? A day is not time for sleep. You sleep, but it's not the time to sleep. The time of sleep is the night. So here's the Shibur Le'Leket, is a Rishon, says this ideal. There's a difference between night sleep and day sleep. Day sleep is not a real sleep.
When you say sleep, though, do you mean a long period of time?
You're not a nap. Because a nap, then you have a whole different discussion. Talking a real sleep, over half an hour in your bed. Says the Shibur Le'Leket, it's different day and the night. Says the Rav Darzi, here I found a Rishon and says this idea of Prima Godim. So what's Prima Godim tell me? It says, what we hold is, we're not holding exactly like Benutam, and not exactly like the Rosh. We don't hold that every sleep triggers a Birkas HaTorah. That's why sleep in the day, you don't say Birkas HaTorah. We don't hold that the morning triggers it. That's why sleep in the night triggers Birkas HaTorah, even though that's not the morning yet. We hold that a night sleep triggers Birkas HaTorah, not a day sleep. Why? Night, you change. Says the Goyen, look at the Gemara Menachas. You change. Something new happened over here. Says the Shibur Le'Leket, the day is not time for sleep. It's different.
But if you have a day shift, night shift craziness, then it's considered your sleep, no?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. According to the Shibur Le'Leket, I'm not sure. Now, this brings, so that's the svara that says the Shibur Le'Leket. That's svara of the Prima Godim. That we all are familiar with Shita. And that answers our question. So really, we asked the Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham says, we hold that the morning triggers the Birkas HaTorah. That's what he says. If you're up the whole night, so then you should say Birkas HaTorah. The Mogen Avraham himself says that sleeping in the night and wake up in the middle of the night, you say Birkas HaTorah too. How could that be? According to this, the idea is, the Mogen Avraham holds weird like a bit of time, the morning triggers it. We don't hold like a Mogen Avraham. Because we hold like a Shulchan Aruch, that if you're up the whole night, you don't say a bracha. But we do agree that a change, like a bit of time, it says the morning means the person is rejuvenated. We hold not morning, you need to have a night sleep. And that's what Mogen Avraham ends. That every night sleep rejuvenates you, you have to say a bracha. But Mogen Avraham ends, also the morning does it. We don't hold that part of the Mogen Avraham. But that's how you can say it together. And that answer of Kiveger. Kiveger says, well, when you have a suffix, we go with both. You need to have night and morning. No, we don't have to have night and morning. We only need Prima Godim. The night alone is enough to say a bracha. That's if someone wakes up in the middle of the night, he says a Birkas HaTorah. And with that comes the use of Kamina. Because according to that, L'chorah, Kiveiger Svara, maybe will not be true according to this understanding, Prima Gadim. If a person sleeps in the day, and then he's up the whole night, does he say because Torah or not? Says a Kiveiger, right, like you said, the example of Shuris. He goes to sleep to have Shuris, and then he's up the whole night. Should he say because Torah or not? L'chorah, says a Kiveiger, of course. According to the time, you have the morning. According to the rush, you have the sleep. But if we hold like a third shita, that it's not enough the morning and it's not enough a day sleep. You have to have what?
Night sleep.
A night sleep. You didn't have your night sleep. So maybe according to that, it's not like a Kiveiger. Maybe not like a Kiveiger. The Mishnah Berurah brings a Kiveiger la'alacha in Sivyud Beis, in the if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, back in Mishnah Berurah, in the right before Yud Gimel, he says right before this, was this Sivyud Gimel? So the Mishnah Yosheb Yoshas Kva Mitos of Alash Shachov and Yerko Laila. He's sleeping in the day and going to sleep in the night. He says you do the bracha. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings. But I saw the Isha Yisrael, who says Ichas Tefillah, Sefer Ichas Tefillah, brings that Rav Chaim Kanievsky wrote to him in the name of the Chazon Ish that you don't do a bracha.
What's case?
Sleeping in the day and up the whole night. Why not? So, okay, as usual, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes very short. So he writes, because it's a Shnas Arai. So when you look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he says, what do you mean Shnas Arai? If you slept, what am I talking about? A guy who slept for 3 hours in the day. Not Shnas Arai. Not in the Shtender. But according to what we're learning, Rav Chaim Kanievsky referred to the name of Chazanish, means what the Shmuel Aleket says. Any day sleep is Shnas Arai. It doesn't matter how long you sleep, because it's not a real sleep. It's not considered to be a night sleep. And therefore, it doesn't matter how much you sleep in the day, you need to have a night sleep. Because we hold, according to the Prima Gadim, it's a third sheet. We don't like Rinotam, that says that the morning triggers it. And like the Book of Rome says, we don't hold like the rush that the night the sleep is alone. Because we hold that sleeping in the day does not trigger it, even though the Mishnah Berurah brings many places in the hold, you could do it. We hold that what triggers it? A night sleep only. That's what Prima Gadim learns. And therefore, if you're sleeping in the day and then going up the whole night, you cannot say a bracha.
But if you do that once, I can understand that. But if you do it every day for a week, you can't call that. That's your night sleep, even if it's during the day.
Again, you're going back to the, I don't know. Because the mashma over here for the why I'm saying I don't know. Because the Shmuel Aleket says, Lo ivri laila elosheinu. The time of sleep is night. That's his svar. Now, I hear you. So whatever that person changed for him, the day is that, I don't know. So for him, is it different than the whole world? You say, no, butla daita sakalotam. I've said it's very nice that your night sleep is the day, but it's not still left considered night sleep. He's considered to be a person who's not sleeping at all. Shnaskva. Maybe, according to Shmuel Aleket. Maybe.
So he would do it in the morning before he went to sleep.
It would be a problem, according to that. Because according to that, he'll be stuck. Right. Oh, so here comes our law. Because what says the Mishnah Berurah? Mishnah Berurah says, really, this is the Prima Gadim. What are we paskin? We paskin that more like the rush. I mean, the Mishnah Berurah says we really paskin like a rush. He brings a that's what we read before. If you sleep in the day, several achrini paskin is their bracha. Meaning, yeshel mi lismoich, that someone who will go to sleep in the day could say a bracha.
The next morning.
Yeah.
He stayed up there all night.
No, not next morning. When he wakes up in the day. He goes to sleep at 2 o'clock afternoon, wakes up at 3. Many, that's what you still be ready for. He brings a whole list of achrini that say you do say a bracha.
Shabbos nap in the afternoon.
Shabbos nap, according to that, we'll say a bracha. We don't not know that, but there's a lot to be soymecha. That's what Mishnah Berurah also says over here. He says, and that's what we're leading to our next subject here, basically. That what I want to end with is if a person gets up in the middle of the night, we said he says a bracha. Why? He has a night sleep. We hold that. Comes the Mishnah Berurah now and says, look at Sifat Gimel. Mevarach b'kas ha-toyro. It's always, Sif Kotel Chavtes. V'im adim chozo v'yosh l'chakach shnatz kva koidem oyo ayoyim. What happens? He got up at 2 o'clock in the morning, he learned for an hour, and he went back to sleep. Should he say a bracha again?
No. Either way.
So he says, don't say a bracha afterwards. Why? Can you
stop
the night of
Shalom?
What?
Wake
at 2 o'clock, said the bracha, Shalom says, and went back to sleep. Can you stop the night of Shalom, lift your bracha, do watch that, Salah Shachar? It's dies for the whole day. The calls say, Lefia Yesh Oim Rim, should be seen without. That's all according to the ones that are old that's sleeping in the day. You don't say a bracha. According to what we learned, if you sleep during the daytime, you do say a bracha. Many are holding. You do say a bracha. Kol shekin b'zeh shayash l'shas kva koydim v'ayon devorach leivzit. So kol shekin you say a bracha if you slept in the night before the morning. So you see the Mishnah is like saying he's very tilted to that side that we all like to rush, that sleep alone is enough, and therefore maybe a person who he always sleeps in the day, l'chura you should be soymecha to do the bracha when he wakes up in the morning, when he wakes up during the day, because he has so many achorim to be soymecha. But that's what Mishnah Berurah picks. So that's just the point. Because you see the Mishnah Berurah is saying there's so many achorim that all like to rush. But with the posh halacha pshut that we have, as we say like Pirkei Avodim, do you require a night sleep? That's why you cry a night sleep. The shaila is, if you sleep in the day and up in the morning, you have also the rosh of Yerutam Nami Manoshach. Okay, you said that should be enough. Chazon Ish says no. Because you have to have a night sleep. So it could be that we need to have both. We hold, seemingly from the Mishnah Berurah, we hold both. We hold, if you have the rosh and Yerutam, meaning a day sleep and a morning, you'll say a bracha. Or a night sleep without a morning. One of these two things. That's what Mishnah brings Okiv Eger. That means if you have the morning day sleep and the morning, you say a bracha. And you hold also that night sleep is enough. Now, I just want to end here with this last thing before we go back to questions. Yeah, I'll be like this. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, just brought that case. If a person sleeps in the night, wakes up in the middle of the night, and goes back to sleep. He says, if he did a bracha, he doesn't have to go say it again. Some old Yikud should. Shailah is now, should he say a bracha or not?
When he wakes up
in the middle of the night, and he know in the first time. Should he say a bracha? If he did say a bracha, you know, do you say a bracha afterwards? Mishnah Berurah, you shouldn't. Maybe yes, probably not. But let's say he gets up in the middle of the night, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and his intention is to go back to sleep. Should he say the bracha or not? And then Mishnah Berurah doesn't...
He's going to learn now. His intention is to go back to sleep.
Yeah, but he wants to learn now for an hour.
He wants to learn.
For an hour. He wants to learn for an hour, and then he wants to rest. Should he say a bracha or not? So, the shaila, should he say it or not? The what?
He had
a regular day. He went to sleep in the middle of the beginning of the night. He got up.
And you say beginning of the night is 11 to 2 or something.
That's like that. 11 to 2. They say a bracha or not.
That's my question.
So the Eish Lavrom, Nibuchtat, was the, he was a Hasidic Sherov. He's brought down a locha a lot. Everybody quotes him. He addresses it. He brings it. We don't have time to read the whole thing, but let's just go to the second part, the second paragraph, number 12. So he mentions that's arai. It means it's not a full sleep. And that's a poor, we'll get back to it in a second. It says, don't say a bracha in the middle of the night. Because the Shane says, arai, says, you're not mamish sleeping, you're full sleep. Don't say a bracha. The person usually sleeps 6 hours a night. Sometimes only 2-3 hours. It's not his real sleep. His intention was that in his first bracha, they did it yesterday, was the next time I'll do the bracha is when I end my full sleep. So you got up in the middle of the night, you didn't do your full sleep. He says you should not say a bracha. That's what the Eish Lavrom says.
If you look at
what?
Plan to get up. His plan was to sleep.
Right.
And he woke up.
If you look at the number 13, the Rishon Zalman brings this case too. He says, Hayashu b'tchil salai z'man kotzer. Someone sleeps shortly in the beginning of the night. Kisho, and he says, b'bgodov, he's with his clothes, not even putting pajamas. It's a question that makes a difference. Fil mitoso, imad lokum, u'bidai so yilishin ha'chagash na'salei le'koriz. Then he has intention, he's going to get up, then he's going to sleep more. Eino tzorach levo b'kes ha'toyah b'kulim b'layla. Should not say bracha then. I'm skimming the parentheses of a kulam mishnah seikar is only when he wakes up after his full sleep. The Shvus Yitzchak brings it to number 11. It's a mistake. Should be number 14, right below the 13. He says the chet shabbati b'gishul yashiv, the kol shiyoshal mitob tchil salai lafilu meat. You sleep on your bed, chashiv eshtas kvam vorch because of Torah. So it goes like this. It seems with the achrayim of this. If he's sleeping and not a full sleep, so let's say the Eish Lavrom brings it in a stronger way. That if he didn't sleep his full night sleep, that's not a night sleep. He slept 2-3 hours. Imagine maybe he put pajamas and he went to sleep in bed, but he got up after 2 hours, the baby woke him up, like it happens to Baruch Hashem now on Wednesday night, and he wake up in the middle of the night, and now you get up and you say, go learn for half an hour, then before I go back to sleep. says you didn't do your full sleep. That's how the Eish Lafam.
So no bracha.
So no bracha. Rav Shlomo Zalman Masha, he says with his clothes. But I saw that the Shusitz brings the name of Shlomo Zalman not only with the clothes, the Rav Shlomo Zalman did it every Shabbos. Every Shabbos he used to go to sleep at the beginning of the night, get up in the middle of the night, learn, and then go back to sleep.
And no bracha.
And no bracha. Rav Yashi holds no. Any sleep on your bed in the night qualifies the Shas Kvat to say a bracha. So that really comes out to be a Mechlekes Achronim. A person who sleeps at the beginning of the night, should he say a bracha when he wakes up? Or is that Shas Kvat or not? So if you hold, yeah, we just said it. We just defined it based on the Shibulei Leket. The night sleep is a kva, which we have a bracha. So the Kvah, you have a bracha. You have a bracha. So then what happens? You go back to sleep. So you could say, well, you did already a bracha. That bracha should include
the
rest of the day till the end. Or maybe you say, no, night sleep is a night sleep. I have two night sleeps.
So what Rabbi Yashiv do, he went back to sleep. He made a bracha.
Right.
He wouldn't go back to sleep, but if the person would go back to sleep, what would he hold?
So if I remember correctly, he says he didn't do a bracha afterwards.
So one bracha.
One bracha. Meaning, it seems for me here that nobody says that you have two night sleeps. Right. Either your night sleep was in the beginning, and that is pointing you to the whole day. Right. According to what we hold, that sleep is not enough. I mean, again, says the Mishnah Berurah, there's so many achrayim that say that you could say a bracha after you sleep, even in the day. So he has to be least supposed to do that. And that's what he says, that's where he ends in Sif Kotel Chavtes. That he got up, he said the bracha, he went back to sleep, should he say the bracha again? He says, according to the all these mandamarim, I'm a varach lo yavsi. That's where he ends. That's the Mishnah Berurah, the last words of the Mishnah Berurah. A varach lo yavsi, you could say a bracha. If you want to say a bracha, you could say a bracha. It's not a bracha of atol,
consider
it. The second time. But do you say a bracha after the first time? You know that you're going back to sleep. That's one of the questions. The Shlomo Avraham says it's not a real night's sleep until you don't sleep your full sleep. Shlomo Zalman Masha, maybe it's not kedekach. If it's with pajamas, maybe it's different. But similarly, it goes with the same tendency that at the beginning of the night, you should not say a bracha. How the Yashu holds, you do say a bracha.
This happens to everybody. And then it's Shabbos in the summer. Everybody sleeps 2-3 hours.
What? Yeah. When?
And then
afternoon or the night?
Afternoon.
No, afternoon. So afternoon, something else. So afternoon, we pass. You don't say bracha.
The minhag is not going to wake up Shabbos afternoon and make a bracha.
Right.
I don't think anybody.
Right. Most people don't say that. But said the Mishnah Berurah that Avorach lo yifsit. Now, especially that we can add to it that it's a night sleep. You know, you put into it more than a day sleep. It's a night sleep, right? It's your second night sleep. Maybe you could put it into more of an emphasis, like Mishnah Berurah says Avorach lo yifsit. So the truth like this. You don't say a bracha after a day sleep. We don't say a bracha after the second one if you said a bracha after the first. So the real shayla is, do you say a bracha after the first or not? Comes out that the Eish Lavram, Shlomo Zalman says you don't say a bracha. Yes. The Ashi says you do say a bracha. So that comes up. What we pass in La'aloch is the following. A person who's up the whole night should not say a bracha in the morning because a Torah should be yaitz for somebody else. Hey,
we learned, the day
before, let's assume he did not sleep the day before.
Okay.
Do you say that, you know, is the milisma to do a bracha yourself, and maybe be samech avarabba, that's last week's year, have avarabba to say afterwards, that's like sounds a little bit more of a diyeva, the best thing is to hear for somebody else. Okay. If he slept in the day before, uh-huh, and then he was up the whole night, says kiveiga, you can say a bracha, and then Mishnah Berurah brings
the
halacha.
When the night goes away, even though you didn't sleep.
Even though you didn't sleep during the night. Because Mash right here, then you have the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam to be Samech.
You
combine together.
When you would do it?
When you say a bracha, you can do it. Why? Because then you have the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam. According to the Rosh, you had to sleep. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you had the morning. You do it. Chazanish says you don't say it. Because he owes similar to Shibor Le'alekat, you need to have a night sleep.
Yeah.
But we have if Kriyega to be Samech on that. If a person is sleeping during the day, the halacha, the Pasha halacha is you don't say a bracha. No good. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Sure, no good. Not to say a bracha, but the Mishnah Berurah brings many achrayim and mevarach lo yifsit. You could do a bracha if you want to, but the minhag pasha is not to say a bracha after sleeping in the day. If you slept in the night and you woke up
middle of the night,
halacha Shulchan Aruch prepares you say a bracha. Why? Because we all the night sleep is enough. You read the time of the Rosh, don't hold that. Right? It seems like we hold a third sheet, like Rabbi Gondi holds, that a night sleep makes you say a bracha. The interesting concept is, what happens if you slept the night, woke up, and you're going back to sleep? So then the shayla is what to do. So, if you didn't say a bracha in the middle of the night, for sure you said a bracha in the morning.
Uh-huh.
No shayla. Question is, if you said a bracha in the middle of the night, should you say a bracha afterwards? So, the halacha shel halachas you don't say afterwards. Mishnah Berurah says anybody who wants to do it could do it. The shayla is, should you say the bracha in the middle of the night or not? Machlokes achronim. Shlomo Avraham says not. Shlomo Zalman Pasha says not. And Rav Eliashiv says that you should say a bracha in the middle of the night. And you told me that Rav Moshe Weinberger said the name of the Arizal to say the bracha.
No, no, I asked Rav Weinberger said if you wake in the middle of the night, wash your hands, learn, and don't make a bracha.
And not to make a bracha. Like Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman say that you wake up in the middle of the night, you do not say a bracha if you're going back to sleep.
Wash your hands, of course.
Don't say if you are not going back to sleep, Lekula Alma, you should say a bracha. Not like Rosh, not like Ibn Utam, but like Paschal Shechanoch. That's what comes out of Lamais at the end of the day. 2 o'clock in the morning, you wake up. If you're not going back to sleep, say a bracha. If you are going back to sleep, Shlavon Shlomzamet says, don't say a bracha. That would be
all
you
got to be learning, right?
Yeah, obviously.
So now there's a situation, you get up at 5 o'clock in the morning on Shabbos, because that's when you normally get up, and you think you're going to stay up. Right?
Yeah.
So you say you all your breakfast and you start learning,
right?
And then you fall asleep, and then you wake up after sunrise because you fell back to sleep before sunrise.
Right?
So now you accomplished a night, you know, a morning.
You don't say a brocha
the second time.
You don't say a brocha.
There are some opinions that say you do. Though, right.
Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Mivorech lo hifsid." Want to say a brocha? You feel like you need to say it. Say it. But the Pesach Shalach is you don't say it.
It sounds like you're covered no matter what you do. You have to be so much.
No. Only when you have a sleep. If you did not sleep.
Right.
If you're up the day, night.
Right.
Then you're not covered.
You're Samech on the one who says you don't when the day comes.
No.
You don't sleep.
Rabbi Nutam, you don't Samech on the law because we don't pass on Rabbi Nutam.
I'm talking about waking up this Friday night, we're all going to sleep. We're all going to fall asleep. We're all going to wake up. All of us are going to wake up in the middle of the night, right? Wake up in the middle of the night before Alos HaShachar, no matter what you do. You make the bracha, you don't make the bracha, you're covered with all of these great cheetahs that we have.
What is the chatchila you should do? If you're going back to sleep, let's go with the Shlomo Zalman and the Shavuot.
Don't say the bracha.
So if you said anything, the Arizal also. Right. Don't say the bracha.
So that's what we should do too.
If you're going back to sleep, if you're not going to sleep, say
the
bracha. That would be the thing.
And you don't need to make another one when you wake up after nightfall.
Right.
Do we know what Ramosha did?
But if you did,
I don't know. I don't know if he did. Okay.
Yeah.